Well, Via Torres Christi has been around quite a long time now. It was established first in 1960, so we have we have a proven track record in training and sending people to work overseas. With Via Torres Christi, you get excellent preparation. You get an opportunity to work in many of the African countries, South America, Haiti. We have relationships built. We have, built up relationships with all of the religious congregations who have worked all corners of the world, and with other agencies and local NGOs. So we have a lot of contacts.
Mm. And what does the training involve?
It's one weekend per month over a 6-month period, looking at how to best look after your health while away and before going in preparation, how to approach community development, looking at challenge, commitment, and the issues of challenge, commitment, and conflict, looking at why is there such an unequal distribution of wealth in the world in the first place, and what difference can I as an individual make?
Because it must be very difficult, really, for people, particularly who they're going for the first time, to believe that, just they going alone can make a difference. But that is your new slogan, isn't it?
That's right. The slogan of Via Torres Christi is to make a difference. We hope that each of our volunteers, where they go, that they're bringing a service, doing work that no local person at that time can do. And by their presence, some local people will develop new skills and carry on the work when they have departed.
Mm-hmm. So would they link up with an organisation that's already there, maybe like a religious congregation or an NGO?
Yes, we don't have projects ourselves. Via Torres Christi doesn't have its own projects. So we link up with, for example, a missionary, an Irish congregation that has been based there for a number of years. Maybe they have a school or a hospital, for example. So we provide personnel and they would work with some local people, increasing their capacity.
Now, you talked there about teachers or people working in hospitals. Does that mean that people have to have a specific qualification in order to go with Via Torres Christi?
No, that is one of the beauties, really, of Via Torres Christi, that you just can come along with whatever skills, whatever talents and attributes you have developed, and we really match that with the need overseas. Mm-hmm. Once you have a commitment to working with people, to the community that you find yourself in, we encourage people to get involved in the community, not just to fulfil their job description, but also just to
integrate
and
take part in the local life.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And for people who go on the training course, would they hear from other people who've been out there already?
Yes, much of the work in Via Torres Christi is done by returned Via Torres Christi volunteers. So they feed back from their experience. And they support the people while they're in training, while they're away and on their return.
Mm-hmm. And is the experience they have in the main positive?
It would be, yes, definitely. I would say we have a 90% success rate, from our volunteers. They would come back having had a good experience,
yeah,
definitely, for the most part.
And what about funding? Do they have to provide funding in order to go out?
Fortunately, at the moment, we have funding from Irish Aid, which would allow our volunteers would cover their flights, medical insurance, and allow for a decent living allowance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so is there an age limit? Or, do you like people to be of a certain age?
To be over 21, and there is no maximum. No, 21 up, and just to be in good health. That is all that's required.
Right. And how long do they go for?
Minimum of 1 year. We encourage people to make a 2-year commitment because, as it takes a while to get used to a job and before you can really make any impact, make any difference. So to give yourself enough time, we would think 2 years and 3 years if there's another language involved.
Right. And, when people go out to some place, say in Central America or South America, it's a hugely different experience, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. This is why we think it's important that you do allow, you know, a minimum of 2 years if you are going to, especially where there is a foreign language to be learned.
And are there areas that people are more interested in going, or skills that are more needed in any particular area?
We don't limit ourselves to any specific countries, really. We respond to requests, you know, from wherever there is a need that cannot be met locally. So
if people want more information, Martina, about Via Torres Christi, where can they get it?
They can log on to the Via Torres Christi website, which is viatorrescristi.com, or phone Via Torres Christi at 01-868-9986. And actually, we have some information seminars coming up at the end of this month around the country in Ballina, Tralee, Cork, Athlone, Galway, and here in Dublin. So details of those will be posted on the website and also in the local press.